Thornhill's design is a shameless steal from the Hall of Mirrors in Versailles. But the artistic larceny is, of course, making a point. Here, Apollo the sun god shines not on the Catholic sun king Louis XIV, but on the British monarchs. Over there, in France, despotism and popery. Over here, thanks to William, liberty and Protestantism. Over there, the curses of serfdom, misery and superstition. Over here, the blessings of navigation, trade and science. But of course, you don't go to ceiling paintings for the unvarnished truth. The truth was that we have been at war for almost 25 years, give or take a few intermissions. And during that time, Britain had been completely transformed by the experience. It was no longer a case of gallant little England defending the sceptred isle against the serried ranks of despots. Now we sat at the heart of the greatest war machine in the world. That machine couldn't work without the lubrication of money. So along came a national debt needed to pay for it all. And this debt needed servicing. So enter the armies of money men, accountants, tax assessors, customs and excise officers,